winners and losers in the bird world. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Climate change is affecting common species of birds in similar ways in both the U.S. and Europe. Some kinds of birds are doing better and others are declining. Those are the findings of a new study in the journal Science. Phil Stevens is a senior lecturer in ecology at Durham University in the UK. He's a lead author of the study, and he joins me now. You and your team study data on more than 500 common species of birds over a 30-year period in both Europe and the US. What did you learn?
So we used those data to make an index of the extent to which climate has been impacting on common birds. So that indicator allows us to detect whether climate change has been playing a role in the abundance of those birds, and if so, to what extent. And our major finding was that it has been playing a strong, detectable but strong role, and that the extent of the effects on the two continents appears to be very similar.
What kinds of birds are doing better?
There are things like the darta, which I think maybe you refer to as the anhinga, which was largely restricted to the southeast of the United States, but seems to be declining in those areas and increasing further north. And birds like Cassin's kingbird and also the orchard oriole, both of which are increasing towards the north of their range.
What are some examples of birds that are not doing well?
So in the States, I mean, there are quite a range, and what you find is that commonly certain birds will be doing badly, for example, in the south of their range, but better in the north of their range. And so obviously it depends where that range is centered on. So there are a lot of warblers, particularly warblers that occur in the northeast of the United States, so things that you might expect to see in Michigan, are tending to decline there, whereas they might be increasing further north.
Why is it that some species are not doing as well?
Birds that rely on certain food sources, where that food source is going to be declining as the climate heats up. Birds that rely on certain kinds of habitats or other resources, certain wetlands, for example, if those have been drying up as a consequence of climate. There's a whole range of mechanisms, including, in fact, direct impacts where birds are simply exposed to greater extremes of temperature, for example.
When you look at the bigger picture, what are the implications that you see here?
I think there are a lot of implications of these findings that that go beyond just thinking about what the specific impacts have been on birds. And I think one of the most important is that just by illustrating the fact that we can already see the consequences of climate change, and we anticipate that climate change will become more pronounced over coming decades and increase in its speed. I think that just it reminds us that policymakers, many of whom signed up to important commitments to limit emissions at last year's Paris Climate Conference, really need to be held to account over that, and maybe even to become more ambitious in what they're aiming to do.
Phil Stevens is a senior lecturer in ecology at Durham University. Thank you so much for your time.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.